There is a big debate right now on the right whether or not Trump should and can run for a third term, and I'm going to talk about what's actually going to happen, but first, I want to show you this video. Steve Bannon and Bill Maher are talking about a potential Trump third term. It's a fascinating exchange. Watch this.
Here it is, the Constitution. Can I read a passage to you? Amendment 22, no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice. And yet you keep talking about Trump's third. Maybe you should have this.
Here, just put this. I'll get you to sign it backstage and underline. President Trump didn't bring up running for a third term. Myself and others brought up running for a third term. President Trump is going to run for a third term, and President Trump is going to be elected again on the afternoon of January 20th of 2029. He's going to be president of the United States.
Okay, but the thing I just read in there, it seemed like there was no wriggle room there. It seemed like it was just, you know, 8 or 10 words that said only two times.
We have a team of people that are working.
A team. How can a team do something about that? What? I don't care if the team is 12 trillion people. The words are still the words.
Bill, every day in federal courts, right now in federal courts, there's 120 lawsuits on what President Trump's doing for his Article II rights on the unified executive theory.
But
he's chief executive, he's commander-in-chief, and he's chief magistrate and chief law enforcement officer. There's 100, and they're running to court every day to sue President Trump, all because of the interpretation of this. The interpretation of this is open for interpretation.
How could it be open? Could I have it back? How could it? I'm sorry to be, no person. You would agree he's a person. Okay, shall be elected. He was elected to the office. That's the office of the president more than twice. Twice is once and then another time. I don't see what the team is finding.
Okay,
we'll disagree.
Listen, Bill, in 2014, you talk about long odds. In 2014, when I backed President Trump when I was running Breitbart, they said I'd turn Breitbart into Trump Pravda. Okay, the odds there, he pulled at zero. Then later in 2021, after he got back to Mar-a-Lago, when Fox abandoned him and the Murdochs abandoned him, the Republican Party abandoned him, the odds were longer then. So our group, the MAGA movement and the tip of the spear of the MAGA movement, we've had long odds before.
You know what?
And we've come out winning twice. And we're going to come out, we've got long odds on this. We're going to come out winning a third time. On the afternoon of the 20th of January 2029, he's going to be president of the United States.
Honestly, the sass from Bill Maher is frankly warranted, I think, because I think this crap is stupid. And Bannon kind of gives away the plot at the beginning of that video. He says, Trump is not the one saying it. Bannon is saying it, and some of Bannon's friends and those people, which is exactly right. Steve Bannon wants Donald Trump to be president again for a third term more than Trump wants to be president for a third term, which makes plenty of sense because Donald Trump is going to be, 82 or 84 when he's done being president this term. Why would you want to run again? I mean, really, why would you want to? You've been president for two terms. Hopefully this term is fantastic like the first one was. You go out with a bang. And then you have a J.D. Vance who can carry on MAGA just fine. Like, it's not going to be as Trumpy. It's not going to maybe be quite as charismatic, but it's going to be just as much of MAGA, in my opinion. So I don't even know why you need Donald Trump for the third term in the first place. But again, Trump never says this. Trump, and I want to make that clear because it's like, you know for a fact that Democrats are going to come out and say crap about this. And they're going to weaponize this against Trump. But the reality is Trump is not saying these things. It is Steve Bannon and only. And the thing is, this is many people pointed this out, is that if Trump can do this, then so can Barack Obama. This is why this policy is so stupid and what they're doing is so stupid. It's not just Barack Obama, right? He's obviously the one in the past that we could think of that would come forward and maybe apply this. But any other crazy politician in the next 20 years or next 50 years, but I'm just thinking more close, they could do that. And I don't want them to do that. Like AOC, she may be president in her lifetime. It sounds insane, but it could happen. And if by some miracle she wins not once, but twice, do I want her to have a possibility of being in there a third time? Of course not. I don't even want that possibility. And it's these kind of oversteps into the Constitution that gets you into dicey territory when you weaponize it against a different political party and then forget that in 10 years that political party can turn around and do the exact same thing back to you. You don't want to do that. That's what Democrats do. Democrats, they shred the Constitution and then Republicans go, fine, we're going to play by your rules. And then they freak out about it. And that happens. But I don't want the Republican Party to do that. I don't want them to be the instigators of shredding this 22nd Amendment. An example of this, by the way, I think if you look throughout history, it's hard to find a president that did more damage to our country and more damage to conservatives in specific than FDR. FDR was a massive, massive leech on society. I mean, we are physically feeling the effects of what he did today. FDR was president for four terms, guys. 16 years. That is so long. I don't know why we would want that or even a possibility of that. It wasn't until after he had four consecutive terms that the 22nd Amendment was ratified. I don't think we want another FDR. So not only is this a bad strategic move, I think it's total BS. It's not constitutional in the slightest. And I think, again, stop giving Democrats more ammunition to call Trump a dictator. It's just crap. It's stupid. And I have to be totally honest about that. I just don't think Steve Bannon, by the way, cares about the Constitution. I know I'll get some flack about that. Steve Bannon said some good things, but I don't think he cares about the Constitution. I think people who talk like this don't care about the Constitution all that much. Yeah. And that's what Donald Trump doesn't talk about it. I think Donald Trump cares about the Constitution. If Donald Trump, starts talking like this, I think I'm going to have major issues. I don't think he will, though. I think this is a Steve Bannon thing on his own. And again, Republicans need to shut this crap down because it is bad for the party. Really bad. And bad for Republicans if they want to win again in 2028. Guys, it's literally your last day to file taxes, and you could actually make a lot of money by doing so with my partner, QuickTax America. QuickTax America has already gotten its average tax returner over $4,000 back from the IRS just this year. And unlike the other services, they didn't raise rates in April just because they could. With them, all federal tax returns are always $69, no matter how complicated your taxes are. They also do all the work for you. All you got to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They'll do all the rest of the work. There is still time. They're ready to go. They'll get you a fantastic return. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. Charlie Kirk was on a university campus talking to leftists, as he does, about the serious crime problem we're having in America right now. And one student had a full meltdown. And as always, Charlie had a great comeback and great talking points as well. Take a look.
What is the number one cause of black death in Chicago?
Are you serious?
Other blacks killing blacks.
Are y'all saying other blacks?
Yes.
Other blacks?
No, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. What's the number one cause of death of blacks in Chicago?
Where's your substantial evidence?
It's right there, dude. It's the real-time vetted
crime. What does it say that is African American?
It says right there.
Where does it say it's that? It's
scroll down. It shows by race actually there.
Are you just seeing that it's no. people being killed?
Tell
or are you
me.
Saying that it's
right there, by race. Right there. Race. Boom. Owned. Who is killing them?
Who is killing African Americans?
Yes.
People are killing people.
No. What race is killing them?
Why are y'all trying to act like African Americans are just solely murdered? People are killing people.
No. What That's a race real is killing? Is have. It white people killing blacks or blacks killing
people
blacks?
People are killing people, Charlie.
Okay. But hold on, what race is
You're
killing
saying
the other
what
race?
What race is killing what race more? That does not matter.
It
what?
Does matter because it's a black on black problem.
It's a black
and blacks
on black
need to
problem,
solve the problem of
problem?
Black on black
is
violence.
Is it a black on black problem or is it a crime problem?
It's a black on black problem that is a crime problem. Somehow, if it was a black on black problem, oh, it's a crime problem. It's systemic injustice. If the police
no,
have not enough
you're
funding.
Saying, these races might not, they might have a easier time with policing, and yeah, they're gonna have nearly response time of 2 seconds.
Wait, it's the police's fault that so many blacks are killing other blacks?
Who just said that?
You did.
I said that?
Yes. No, but
Girl,
no,
please.
I want you to tell me, why is it that black Americans are 13% of the population yet they commit 55% of the murders?
Where can you show me that?
Again, anyone near you can show you the stats, right? It's right there. Look. Man,
let's read it. 70% of offenders were African American.
So I saw a shocking stat the other day. 43%, you can fact check me. I think it is true, though. I looked it up after I heard it. 43% of crime in America is caused by black men from ages 18 to 49. So in other words, young black men. It's not even like black women or old black men. It's a very specific group, and they're causing 43% of the crime in America. And what's sad about that man's reaction specifically, because obviously he's an African American, his reaction to what Charlie Kirk is saying is it shows that he doesn't actually care about the problem, which again, crime isn't always inflicted on the black community, but it often is, like it's inflicted on everyone. And I think him seeing the black on black problem and not really acknowledging it is kind of sad because it's just not good for anyone. Like I don't really care who you are. I think if crime is being committed to you, I think it's sad. And the reason why I think this problem keeps getting bigger is what you have is people like that man in that video who won't recognize where this is coming from. Because people, again, this happens with other things too. You look at the poverty rates or the crime rates in black communities, and everyone agrees it's there. Liberals agree, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, everyone agrees it's there. It's stats, it's undeniable. However, if you go out for 5 years trying to solve the black on black crime problem by defunding police, you're going to be really disappointed when the crime gets worse. Because again, we all agree on the problem, we don't agree on the solution. And when you're not based in reality, then you come up with solutions that make the problem worse, or it certainly doesn't make it better. If, however, you realize that there might be a culture problem, there might be a, and when I talk about culture, I mean single motherhood, among other things, and a poverty problem and gang problems and all that, and you actually try to fix those problems, you actually might see improvement, and it actually has been done in various places in the United States. The problem with all of that is, of course, Democrats don't want to actually solve those problems, and they do run pretty much all the predominantly black places, especially in inner cities in America. If you did any of that, Democrats don't want that, because then who would vote for them anymore if all the fear-mongering was gone and all the problems were solved? If you guys enjoy reading, but you haven't known what to read yet, I want to announce that my book, A New Cult, it's up on the bookshelf right over there, is on Amazon right now, guys. I talk about how the left is literally a cult. I talk about some crazy stories. I know you'll enjoy reading it. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.